One of the world's largest technology events, CES, is happening this week in Las Vegas, Nevada. The show is produced by the Consumer Technology Association, which is based in Arlington, Virginia. CES presents the latest technology offerings from companies across the world. Here is a look at some top products presented at CES 2024. Electronics manufacturers LG and Samsung brought televisions to CES that have a transparent screen design. The TVs use OLED technology. They are designed to be hidden in a room when not in use. David Park from LG's Home Entertainment Division described OLED to the Associated Press as a material that we can print on any type of surface. In this case, Park said OLED was printed onto a piece of glass. When not in the transparent setting, the TVs have a traditional black background. The companies presenting the TVs did not provide pricing information, but experts say the transparent models are likely to cost tens of thousands of dollars. South Korea's Samsung announced it was cooperating with automaker Hyundai to develop home-to-car and car-to-home services for all Hyundai and Kia vehicles. This artificial intelligence, AI-powered system will permit users of Samsung's SmartThings service to remotely set their vehicle's temperature or open its windows. And users can control lights and connect to devices inside the home when inside the car. South Korean electric automotive company HL Mando demonstrated a parking robot called Parky. It is designed to operate independently in parking structures. The robot can move underneath parked vehicles, lift the cars up, and transport them to different spaces or return them to their drivers. Robotics developer Augmen presented a new machine designed to assist pets. The Oro robot is equipped with a food container to feed animals. It can also play with pets, record health details, and capture images and videos of animals' daily activities. Sports equipment developer Lifespan introduced an exercise bicycle desk combination that uses human power to charge phones or other devices. The Ampera bike is designed to be used with a standing desk table. Lifespan says at a speed of 60 RPMs, the bike can produce up to 65 watts of electricity per hour. Record player manufacturer Victrola presented a new turntable model that can send or stream music to a sound system or personal device. The Sapphire Player targets music lovers who favor vinyl over digital sound. It sells for about $1,500 and will go on sale in the spring. South Korea's Wii Robotics introduced a wearable robot that provides walking assistance to users. The company's WIM model is designed for anyone who feels the need for an extra push when walking. An online description explains the robot can help individuals walk farther, faster, and healthier. The price for such assistance is high, though, with the WIM selling for about $2,500. French health product developer Barracoda presented what it described as the world's first AI-powered smart mirror for mental wellness. The company's BeMind model is built to work in any bathroom and does not need a device app to operate. The product was designed to use cameras and sensors to collect data on a person's movements, expressions, and language. Creators of the device claim it can identify a user's moods and sense other possible mental health issues. The electronic mirror can then suggest different treatments or activities to help the user, or even guide forms of meditation. The Cold Snap company introduced a machine that can make single servings of ice cream in about 2 minutes. The machine uses small containers called pods, just like Keurig coffee makers. The company points out the pods for its Cold Snap machine can be kept at room temperature, saving energy costs. The machines can be taken anywhere and are simple to operate. Chinese robotics developer MaMotion demonstrated a new version of its self-driving lawnmower. The latest all-wheel drive Luba 2 includes new wireless abilities and tools to deal with obstacles in the grass. The robot mower is already available and sells for just over $2,000. I'm Brian Lin.